Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Jay Rooney joining me now from Western Australia. How are you, Jay?
Good, thanks, John. How are you going?
I'm well. You get some nice racing starting. Well, it's all starting to happen over there for the West. And you got a few nice races there on the weekend. The RJ Peter Stakes, a Group 3, and some smart horses in that.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's a guaranteed start in the Railway Stakes next week up for grabs in that race. So some of these horses sort of down in the ratings chasing a guaranteed start in the big Group 1. And be interesting to see how it all shapes up. But I imagine Action, one of Bob Peters' good horses heading towards the carnival, will be pretty hard to beat. He's run second at his first two starts back from his brilliant win in the Derby earlier in the autumn. So I'd expect him to be pretty hard to beat in that race.
You talk about ones on the way up. That horse, Great Again, put together four in a row. Is it smart enough for a race like this?
Yeah, it's interesting. He's beaten at his last two starts, starting favourite. And he probably just wasn't suited leading in those two races. And having drawn wide on Saturday, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him sit off the speed. So potentially that could be the key to his chances on Saturday. But he is a pretty classy animal, having won all those races in a row, just shooting through his grades pretty quickly. So I certainly wouldn't discount him in this race on Saturday.
All right. One of the other black type races, the Group 3, is the Reeve Stakes. That mare, Dainty Tess, she raced in the Sangster, the Group 1 in Adelaide, and she won over there at Morfordville as well.
Yeah, she beat Vidora first up in the Irwin Stakes at 1,100 metres, and she gets to 1,100 for the first time this spring on Saturday in the Colonel Reeves. So she's coming off two really good wins in the Crawford Stakes and the Prince of Wales Stakes, a couple sprints over here. Leading up to the Winterbottom in a few weeks' time, and just the form she's in is almost is really irresistible at the moment. She's just crashed through $1 million in prize money, that mark as well. She's just a marvel, really, and she sits so far off the speed, and you think she's an impossible chance coming into the straight, and she makes up sort of 6 to 8 lengths in the blink of an eye and runs their rivals down. So I'm really excited to see how she goes in this race on Saturday again.
Now, the WA Champion Filly Stakes over the mile, that's a Group 3 there as well, and the top three or four look pretty handy.
Yeah, I think Lady Cosmology would be pretty hard to beat in that race, having won the Burgess Queen last week, the main lead-up race to this one. She led all the way, and she's very strong at the start of her races and at the finish as well. She's got that ability, and she's drawn barrier one, gets in very well at set weights, and potentially Arcadia Queen, one of Bob Peters' fillies, could turn the tables on her. She's very good in her own right, but potentially just with conditions on Saturday in the rail out 9 metres, I think leaders could well be suited. So I'd probably side with Lady Cosmology to get the job done again.
All right. So in those main races, what would be the pick of those, Jay, that for someone having a bet there on Saturday?
Yeah, well, as I touched on, I think Lady Cosmology there in the Champion Fillies, I'd be pretty keen to play her. In the Peter Stakes, I'd probably side with Action. Just he's the class horse. He's coming off second to Galaxy Star in the Asian Bow Stakes, and Galaxy Star's the railway favourite. So I think that form should line up pretty strongly. And a couple other bets I don't mind on Saturday. I think race 3, number 8, M'lady, former South Australian horse, now in Western Australia, won two of her three starts over here. She'll be on speed. She's drawn barrier 1, gets up to 1,100 metres, and I think she should be pretty hard to run down. And a bit later in the day, I think one of potentially each way odds, race 6, number 3, Spillanova. Very good run first up, sitting off the speed, but has done his best work leading. So hopefully he can find the front from barrier 6. And as I touched on, I think conditions might be suiting the on-speed horses. And usually at Ascot, it does pay to be up on the pace. So I think Spillanova, hopefully at some each-way odds, it'll be a pretty good bet.
All right. Terrific, Jay. Great to catch up. Have a top weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers, Sean.